Copley Square looks and sounds like its usual self the week before the marathon. Street cleaners are out, risers are up, and birds are chirping. The finish line has been laid down, and in front of stores and restaurants are blue and yellow banners and flowers.
I'm planting a darling little daffodil called a tete-a-tete and a combination of pansies.
Bobby Shippey is a landscape designer who lives nearby.
I think we're all just in awe of what it's taken to put this together for this time of year. And what is going to happen next week is going to, I think, overshadow the sadness of the commemoration.
Less familiar with the annual event is Dennis O'Brien, a tourist from Australia.
There's really no evidence of what happened 12 months ago.
O'Brien is standing in front of Marathon Sports.
I was in Australia and I was watching all this happening 12 months ago. And it's amazing to be here and see how everyone is so happy and so vibrant and looking forward to the marathon.
The unusually warm weather is helping the mood. Nearby at Trinity Church, Reverend Patrick Ward notes that this is already a hopeful time of year.
The interesting thing about the one-year anniversary is that it's coinciding with Holy Week, and it's also the season of Passover, so it's a very deep spiritual time. But what we've also seen around the marathon and its aftermath is a greater story of new life out of death. And that is the Easter story. So I think it's actually a beautiful convergence of things.
Ward says he and his congregation continue to grapple with the question of God's role in the events of last year. Still, life continues on its normal routine, and it's just another weekday for some.
I'm Kezia Shears, and I go to Bay State College. I'm going to get Dunkin' Donuts and going to class. Boston's kind of chaotic these days. People are nervous. I feel like people are a lot nervous about it.
It could be a wide range of things. The emotion of the memorial, the marathon day itself, the sight of the finish line. No one is saying Copley Square feels like it always has in April, but it certainly looks the same. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.